The Burt Show.
All right, when we talked to Terry a couple of days ago, she was very excited. We were in debate about soulmates. Some of us in the room believe in soulmates, others not so sure. And Terry listened to the conversation, and sure enough, that night, she ends up in a bar, and she thinks that she meets her soulmate.
I was going to meet my sister, and I was there waiting. I noticed this other guy that was waiting there for a long time, too, and my sister never shows up. I got a voicemail saying that she wasn't going to come. I looked at the other guy, and he was still there, and apparently he got almost like the same message. We just sat there and talked for about an hour and a half and got a table. We ate. We hung out, and like at the end, he asked me for a date on Saturday.
I'm assuming you've gone out with guys before that you're excited about.
Yeah, but this was totally different. I totally felt a connection immediately. It's almost like he knew me and I knew him. I mean, it's that whole, I don't know. It's just a weird feeling.
Okay, and let me reiterate my position on this kind of attitude, because we've talked about this before also, that I think women, a large amount of women, have all had this feeling at one point or another in their life, where they meet a guy for the very first time. And they want instinct to take over, and they want the romance of it all to take over, so they get overly excited. Oh, he's the greatest guy in the world. And you call like one person. A woman calls like a sister, calls her mother. One person says, guess what? I just met my future husband. And then the Saturday after that, you Google him and you find out that he has killed people in 13 different states. And you realize, okay, that's not going to happen. But you haven't gone out publicly and said that. It's right. Just between you and one other person. So it's never brought up ever again.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it scientifically proven, like when you're connecting with somebody else and the pheromones are connecting, there's like a... like a real physical reaction that makes you feel euphoric, like you release all of those endorphins in your mind and all that kind of stuff is going on.
Yeah.
So you almost are in this euphoric state when you're falling for someone.
Some women, though, have the filter, and other women, I think, get overly excited, and they call that one person just to say, this is it. Mm-hmm. I'm living the dream right here. I already know it. But the relationship lasts a week or 2 months or 3 months or 6 months. Then you guys realize you're not right for each other. And the statement that you made 6 months earlier seems ridiculous, but you only told one other person, so right. It's never said again.
Mm-hmm.
So I give Terry here credit. She came out publicly and she's like, you know what? I am so sure about this.
Right.
I'm telling you guys now, I met my soulmate and I haven't even spent an hour with him. That was Thursday. Let's see how it went this weekend. Hey, Terry.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
Good. Okay. You still have those endorphins going
on?
You do.
You
okay.
Hear it in your voice.
Okay.
I do. He's definitely my soulmate. Definitely.
Wow.
Okay, still. Now what makes him your soulmate? What makes him more than just a guy that you have a lot in common in, that you are very attracted to? Because soulmate is a strong word.
I know. I don't know. Just a huge, huge connection, and I'm just... Oh, no. Everything is perfect. Everything's right. He's definitely the one that I know I'm going to be with, like, forever. Just someone that it's just your other half. It's really hard to explain unless you experience it, you know?
Now, do you think he's feeling the same?
I think so. I think so. I mean, of course, I'm not going to say anything.
Right.
But, yeah.
Smart.
He's definitely...
Yes. Just
definitely.
That
I mean, you don't want to freak people out.
I think guys are more cautious in telling other people that, even if it happened, you're out at a bar, you meet her, you're hanging out, then you have your first date and you're overly excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
You're still reserved. You're not going to go to your buddy and go, guess what, dude? I know. I already know. This is the girl I'm going to marry. Because your guy friends are going to give you a whole bunch of crap.
They just have to wait for the right moment.
Guys just are ready for a reason to give crap, right?
Yes.
Because that's the motivation for most guys. I'm not going to say that, or I'm not going to do that because my guys will give me crap.
Yes. We're just ready to pounce on
each
other.
You're on your haunches, ready to go. Just say the word, and we're going to, all the time.
And the problem is other guys, or not the problem, but I mean the good thing about it is other guys understand that. Like, when I was walking through the halls yesterday, and Carl had come up after he got all teary on the air, as soon as he saw me, he was like, don't even look at me.
First thing I said to him,
because he knew I was going to give him crap.
For crying. Even though we loved it on the air, we still had to give crap.
Right.
That's the guy code.
He knew it. Like, as soon as I even walked by, he put his, like, arms up, you know, and laughed because he knew he was going to get crap. And I gave him crap, and I said, nice job on the radio, and that's that. But for whatever reason, guys have to give crap.
And sometimes it can be relentless. I know with the group of guys that I run with, if you make a mistake, you'll hear about it for the next 6 hours. 6 hours.
Nonstop.
Or 6 days.
Nonstop.
See, I think the guy, though, like the guy that can be such a vet at this, that can maneuver between men and women, that can handle their guy friends, but also get the sympathy from the girls. Because one thing, I think Carl, he didn't go from one to the other, because he came to me when I saw him yesterday and almost apologized for crying. And I fussed at him for apologizing for crying.
Yeah.
So he's what he needs. So you have to maneuver to the women and say, you know, I'm a little broken up, but I'm okay. You know, and then give you a hug, yeah, and that awesome. Kind of thing. So
2 years ago, sorry for the sidebar here, Terry.
Yes. Yeah,
2 years ago, me and all the guys were in Vegas. 2 years ago, okay? And we all were out drinking all night long, and I get back to the hotel room, and I'm the one with the hotel room key, and I'm nice and buzzed. So I put the hotel room key, I slide it in the door, and I slide it back up, and it doesn't activate the lock, and I push the door with my shoulder, and it doesn't open. All right, okay. So I smash my shoulder into the door.
Oh, you tried to go in like
I tried
strong.
To go in before the door was even open, gotcha. Right? And I smashed my door. Everybody in the hall is laughing about it. I still hear about that 2 years later. Every time I open the door when I'm with my guys, I still hear about that.
I'm like, oh, you can run your shoulder into it?
Right. No, 2 years later.
Hey, watch out, Berto. Careful with that door.
Plow into it, buddy.
All right, Terry, so tell me something that he said during your conversations where it was more like, oh, wow, this guy is great, too. He just touched my soul.
Well, he took me to the steakhouse. It's, you know, Aspen's?
Mm-mm. Do we what? Mm-hmm.
Do we know Aspen's steakhouse?
Aspen's in Marietta?
Uh-uh.
Nope, but it sounds tasty.
Yeah, that's good. anyway, we hung out, great conversations, you know, just... everything. And it's not just a feeling. I mean, it's in the gut. Like, it's natural, you know. That's just, we just talked about pretty much everything. And we kissed afterwards, went and hung out at his place. Nothing happened because he's very religious. And he's Baptist and believes no sex before marriage. And we kind of met up again on Sunday and had brunch. And I haven't seen him since because he's been busy and he had, you know, church last night and everything. And I know that religion is very important to him, and I'm actually looking for a church in my area now, and just going to join as well, so, and start getting involved with that and everything, so.
What religion are you now?
Baptist. It happened yesterday.
No, he is, yeah.
So yeah.
Is
what about you?
I'm not really that religious, so.
No affiliation.
So, will you...
when you're searching for a church, what denomination are you searching
for? Well, I'm going to search for Baptist. Mm-hmm. His...
If you're not religious, I don't know if it's called converting, but are you going to become a Baptist?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, you said that he doesn't believe in sex before marriage. Has he ever had sex?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we talked a little bit about it, but we didn't go into...
Yeah, he definitely does.
I mean, she's logged, what, 5 hours with the guy total so far?
Well, I just was wondering. And how old are you guys?
How old are we?
Yeah.
Like late 20s.
Okay.
Are you skeptical here, Jen?
A little. But I don't know why.
Melissa,
believe that, but a man...
How skeptical are you?
Well, no, I'm just laughing. I'm laughing. I was laughing earlier because when she was even talking about the steakhouse, you know, like every detail right now. Oh, my God, Aspen Steakhouse. Haven't y'all been there? Have you heard
of it? Yeah, and almost mad at us for that.
Oh, my God, it's the best steak ever.
It's a soulmate steak. I'll have the soulmate steak, medium rare, please.
My belief is that a couple can make it... you know, you can go through this romantic phase and you can go through the struggles and everything and they can make it. But I do think that probably the skepticism for a lot of people come in, well, you know, this is charming now, but let's wait and see if this is truly something that you want to be about and make sure that he's making as many sacrifices for you 2 days later as you are for him. So I don't know. I mean, I'm not skeptical. I think it could be great. I just she's old enough to know what she's getting into. You know, she's not too young.
Hey, Lacey, good morning.
Good morning. I started to call you guys the other week because you were asking about soulmates, and I believe my first husband was my soulmate. We didn't last, but we were together, and it's unconditional love. I still love him, and I'm very proud of him. But I guess about 4 years ago, I was at the movies, and he called me, and he goes, "I just met my soulmate," which broke my heart. And I was like, "How do you know?" And he was like, "Oh, I just did. We had this conversation, and I just love her." And like 2 months later, he married her, and they're still married.
Wow. So. Do you guys have kids together?
Yeah, I have a daughter.
Okay.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. That would be the only reason I would
think.
Yeah, I got a daughter.
So you are not with your soulmate, and he feels like he is with his soulmate now.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, sucks.
Yeah,
that was kind of a bummer.
Yeah, I mean, I think you should still be excited. I think you should be excited. I think my thing is my reservation is I wouldn't do a lot, make a lot of changes in your life during this excitement. You know, I mean, I think unless
this is something that, especially with the spirituality part of it or the religious part of it, like maybe she's been feeling a void in her life and this is like the answer to that. I don't know. You know what I mean? A lot of people are brought to religion or spirituality in different ways. So I don't necessarily think it's her totally changing everything in her life. Maybe she's been looking for this.
The romantic part of me wants this.
Positive,
wants to believe in this. You know, like she knew in the first conversation, she looked into his eyes. He said one thing, and whatever that is, she just knew. I want to believe in that.
I guess my thing is going from I'm not really that religious to being a Southern Baptist is a huge jump.
That is definitely a big jump.
That's a huge transition.
And knowing a guy for 5 days and making the decision to convert, regardless of the religion,
right?
It's pretty intense.
And the religious difference is, it's just, I think kind of going on what Jeff just said, after a few days doing this, I'm just curious, has he done anything in 5 days that may have changed kind of his lifestyle to adapt to, or may get more interested in what you're interested in?
Have I done anything?
Has he?
Mm-hmm. No, not that I don't know.
It's hard to see questions.
I mean, this is a decision I'm making. So, I mean, he didn't force me.
I understand that.
Yeah.
No, I understand. I understand, but,
Is it possible that one person in the relationship knows their soulmates before the other? Like, she's assuming she knows.
Right.
He may not even have a clue yet.
Right. I don't know.
I was just going to say, make that religious decision for you and not for him.
Not because of him.
It's a big deal. Religion's a big deal. I mean, you got to actually believe what he believes in. I mean, but you need to make it for you, not for him.
I want to follow up with you.
Yeah, don't be Baptist just because of him.
I want you to prove
us all
wrong.
Doing it.
What's that?
Don't be Baptist just because everyone else is doing it.
Right, it's a cool thing to do.
I want you to prove us all wrong. I want to check in with you from time to time. And every time we do, I hope you say, you know what? Everything's been working out great. It's getting deeper for both of us. He's fallen in love with me, and my instinct was absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we could talk to him, too.
Yeah, we'd love to talk to him also. You know, we won't bring up the soulmate thing, but we would certainly like to check in and get his attitude about it also.
Cool.
All right, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I hope it all works out great. But let's check back with you again next week and get a little progress report.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
The Burt Show.